I walked in this morning, team, and there were people out the front with placards. We want Dino. We want Dino. His Formula Bet is hot at the moment. We're not surprised by that, but they're loving his work, and he joins us again on a Friday morning. Good morning to you, Dean Lester.
Good morning, Daniel.
Hot form, Dino.
Oh, thanks for the introduction. Yeah, we've been going well with the All Up Bet, but I don't give life coaching. I just try and find someone else. So.
Do you subscribe to George's theory that you only
Which
bet...
Which one?
Well, the one... You only bet 2 days a week, Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays.
Yes, those 2 days a week. That's the weekend rolls into one, really.
It does, that's true. I got a very excited message from Chappie, your Friday Form guest last week, or winner last week. He's very, very big news you were on in his world on Saturday night.
Yes, I even got a message on Twitter off Chappie, and he was very excited. So it was good to see. Good to see sharing the love.
Sharing the love.
How much money did he win?
A bit over 500, wasn't it?
There you go. He's had a good weekend.
You've got to get involved in this. You've got to enter.
rsn.net.au. Trent Legscale is always entering things. He's the best. He's in and out of doors and rooms and parties. He's the man. He loves stuff. He gets himself involved, and he's back again with us on the Friday Form. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning to you, Harf. And be fair to say that he was a happy chappy after what occurred last Saturday.
This is why you're here.
Yeah, Nick Quinn doesn't come up with this sort of stuff.
No, he's got the fluffy hair, but nothing in the brain to talk. No good to us. No
Shouldn't
good
have
to
laughed
us.
At that.
Well, great to have you, Trent, because it's a big day tomorrow, team. Black Caviar Lightning Stakes Day, of course, and a big, big race card with big fields too, Dino, which doesn't make your job very easy on the Friday Form trying to nail the quaddie.
No, I'm not an $8 man tomorrow, I'm afraid. If I am, it's about a 1%.
Let's have a look at the first leg. And my understanding is too, Dino, that you might even have a special roughy for us later on in the morning.
Yes, although I'm about to spoil it.
Oh, righto.
Because it's in the first leg of the quaddy.
Well, that's all right. We can talk about that as we go through the journey. Let's have a look at race 6, the Hong Kong Jockey Club Trophy over the mile at headquarters tomorrow, benchmark 90 affair. We've got 16 going around. A heptagon for Mick Price is the favourite. Barrier 13. You happy about that, Dino?
Oh, I don't think I'd be happy about it, Daniel, if you were involved in that heptagon, but he's a good winning chance off what was a really comprehensive win, but he did have the inside draw last start, and I think he's a very good chance. I think Mr. Moneybags is a very good chance. He's drawn a great gate, and he's now out to 1,600 and back to Flemington. Caulfield, I just don't think suited him at all. So they're the two of the better chances of the favourites, but I'll be including in the quaddy Guizzo, number 4, who's got a good record at 1,600 and likes Flemington. Little chance to, very good chance to number 13, Thundercloud, and he'll get a mention a bit later. Ooh. And number 15, Groundbreak, who's also in tonight at Moonee Valley, but hasn't been scratched at this stage, so we're just trying to work out where it runs. But at this stage, be having a little something on Thundercloud, 13 ahead of 8, 2, 15, and maybe 4.
Right now, there you go. A bit of activity there at early doors. Trent, what's the market saying for race 6?
Half, even though Heptagon will be, currently listed out of barrier 13, that's where the main support has been. Heptagon has been 5 into a $3.60 favourite since we knew the field on Wednesday. Antar on the second line has also had admirers, $7.50 into $4.40. Mr. Moneybags went up the original $3.30 favourite, now on the third line at 5. Guizzo at 9, and just a couple that Dino has mentioned, Thundercloud. Maybe he took some of the 17 early, because 17. Thundercloud is now 11, and Groundbreak is currently rated a $16 chance. And just looking at Rammer, he's already used more ink with that first leg of the quaddy of Dino than he used for all of Georgie's.
I don't mind going a little bit wider in the first leg just to keep us alive. We've got 5 there in the first, and I'm keen to find out more about this Thundercloud situation that Dino may or may not have invested in through the morning. So stand by for that. Race 7 is the CS Hayes Stakes. Now, I just had a bit of a look, Dino, this morning in the Super Racing lift out in the Herald Sun, and they do a quaddie every week as well, and they've got 9 in race 7, which is going to sort of take me out of calculations unless I want the 3% of the quaddie. The CS Hayes Stakes over 1,400 metres. There's 16 going around, and Adana for Chris Waller and James McDonald is favourite at $6 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and I think he's probably the starting point, Half. There's a lot of, well-known horses here, but their targets are a little bit further down the track, you would imagine. The Quinella from the Derby, Extra Brute, and Stars of Carrum. Ring-a-ding-ding backing up from last week, but probably getting himself into position that he can really attack the Australian Guineas in 2 weeks' time. Vacillator was runner-up in the Guineas behind the Autumn Sun. Don't know where he's at. I think Chapada's one of the most exciting three-year-old stayers around, but he kicks off tomorrow. So then you're trying to find the ones that are for the here and now. And Adana's the starting point. He was pretty much luckless in the Carbine Club in the spring, and his first up run in Sydney was good. So I think he's the one to beat. I'd be giving good chances, though, to... I'll be putting Extra Brute in because he's drawn well and he's just a really good talent. I'm respecting his talent. I think there's a good roughie in the race in Scottish Rogue, number 10. Thought he had a chance first up. He probably got too far back, but I think he can race a lot closer to the speed here. O Torto's well in the betting, number 11, because he's fit and he's going well, and this is more like his grand final. And needs a lot of scratchings, or he needs a couple of scratchings, but number 18, More Sundays, if he gets in the field, I think he's got a terrific chance. So I'd be five, maybe six runners there, and in no specific order, 2, 10, 11, 13, 14, 18.
2, 10, 11, 13, 14, 18, if the 18 gets the run. You didn't mention, I'll get to Trent very shortly, the inevitable number 8, who's won 4 on the trot. Now, I don't know, I haven't looked at the form, Dean. I'm just looking at the numbers on the form guide. 4 on the trot says things are going okay.
Yeah, he's a very nice horse. Watched his most recent wins, past couple of wins in Tassie. He's going along really well. He'll probably work across from the outer draw and be in the first 3 or 4. This is a different test again, but as you said, Huff, he's got very good winning, got a good winning culture, and I'm wary of him anyway.
Trent, any form is good form as far as I'm concerned, but if you like one in this race, I reckon you just get involved, don't you? Because the value is there.
This is a complete dartboard job, this one here, Half, in regards to finding the winner. But Adana, as Dino outlined, is the starting point and currently rated the $6 favourite. Age of Chivalry has tightened from $8.50 to $6.50. O'Torto, who went up an original equal favourite, now a $7 chance. Ringer Ding Ding has been easy, $7 to $8.50. But you're looking at Performer at $9, Extra Brute, who Dino mentioned at $9.50. And then going down, well, the Inevitable is rated a $13 chance, Half.
Right, eh?
Scottish Rogue at $19. And if More Sundays can get in the field, currently rated a $23 chance. But awfully difficult to find the winner there of the CS Hay Stakes.
Good luck.
Dino, what race did you say Chapada was being set for?
The ATC Derby in Sydney.
Okay.
Just looking up the futures there, Rammer?
He is.
Because he is.
You're a disgrace.
No, I followed Chapada on its last campaign. I agree. I think it's a very nice horse.
Oh, I'm glad to have your endorsement there. He'll be wrapped.
$15 for the Australian Derby, Rammer.
Yeah, no, he's just taken some of that and got the 1.05 multiplier too, which is fantastic news. Righto, we might get to a break because there's 2 leagues to go. We've still got the Friday formula bet to come as well, and Dino might have a little bit more detail on what his roughie that he may have mentioned in the first leg of the quaddie in race 6. So we've got plenty of still to come. Dean Lester, Trent Langscale with us on the Friday form on The Breakfast Club. It is every day, 6 till 8.30. That's where you can find us on The Breakfast Club on RSN 927. From 8.30 today, we'll hand over to Michael Felgate on a Racing Pulse. Plenty happening in the build-up to a big weekend of racing, which is what we are currently talking about on the program. If you just joined us, great to have you. Midway through the Quaddy League tomorrow, Quaddy Leagues tomorrow at Flemington for Black Caviar Lightning Stakes Day. We've got 2 legs down, 2 to go. Dean Lester joins us and Trent Langscale from the Tab. Now let's have a look at the third leg, which is the feature event on the card team, the Black Caviar Lightning Stakes over the 1,000 metres, $750,000 Group 1 weight for age encounter. And it is a fascinating field of 11 runners. Number 10, Sunlight, is the favourite, Dino, for Tony McAvoy at $3.90. But I can't quite get around this 44-kilo horse we've got down the bottom, Jetstar, for Lloyd Kennewell with Chris Caserta in the saddle, who still has all his body parts to get to the 44 kilos, which is an unbelievable feat in itself. I'm fascinated by how this affects the race and the market, Dino. Can you help me out?
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, we see it so rarely, Half. That's the first thing. Jetstar has won down the straight, so that's a positive. She's very quick, so she'll be able to use that lightweight and give herself a chance. And, yeah, I don't know where to fit her in. I'll be taking a risk against her, but I think at some stage she'll be giving a really good account of herself and using that lightweight to try and break the field open a bit.
So that you reckon it's the plan, to try and string out the field a bit early doors?
Oh, yeah, you won't be sitting back with 44 kilos. You'll be wanting to take every bit of the advantage of that and drag those horses with 58.5 and et cetera out of their comfort zone with speed, I'd imagine.
So how does that affect the way this race will be run, do you reckon?
I think it sets up really well for Sunlight. She's one of our favourites in the spring, and I think she can get the just a beautiful run. I think she'll sit behind Jetta Star and probably Written By. And I think the way she's been going, she trialled really well at Werribee. I see she galloped down the straight recently, and I think she's ready to go. I think this is a great target race for her first up, and I think she'll probably achieve it. The one I'm wary of is Osborne Bulls because he's just a winner. He was the other great winner on Derby Day down the straight, and his recent trial at Randwick was fantastic, so he's ready to go first up. But 1,000 metres might be too short for him, but I'm expecting him to run well, and in her time, it's just a very good mare. I don't know if barrier one down the straight's absolutely ideal, but I think she's a good winning chance, and I'm going to take a bit of a chance here. I think Sunlight's the best of the three-year-olds, so I'm happy to be with her, but I think Osborne Bulls and In Her Time represent the main dangers.
Righty-o, so just the three in the Black Caviar Lightning Stakes, Trent, which narrows the fields a little bit for us, gives us a chance to get some more percentage in the quaddie. What's the market say?
This promises to be a great race half. There are years where the Black Caviar Lightning can have perhaps six or eight, but this is a reasonably good field here, and you've got the two-year-old, which certainly throws a bit of a spanner amongst the works when you're trying to work out the form. Sunlight, the favourite, opened 360 once we knew the field a couple of days ago, and did sneak out to as much as $4, but now back into $3.80 as the favourite. In Her Time had early support, 7 into 5. Raff has been a drifter, 480 out to 6. Osborne Bulls hasn't budged too far, 650. The others in single figures are Written By and Lean Mean Machine, who have both eased from 650 to 8. And Jetstar, the two-year-old, was $26 in the all-in market on Monday. There was money there, and even with the final field, 15 into 13. But they will go like the clappers here in the Black Caviar Lightning.
Go like the clappers. It's a great saying, that. Absolutely great saying. So three in the third leg, 10, 1 and 4. For Dino, for the Black Caviar Lightning.
Did you have a clapper as an AFL fan at the footy?
No.
You would have been a cheer squad member.
No. I sat with my peeps, my family.
I had one.
You had a clapper?
I had a Richmond one. Didn't use it very often in the 80s.
It's in pristine order.
Absolutely, Dino.
Oh, I heard the contrary. Every time they sacked a coach, he clapped. And it's wore out really quick. Thankfully, not the system anymore at the Tigers. Let's have a look at race 9, the last race for the card and the last leg of the quaddie, the Japan Racing Association handicap over 1,400 metres. We've got 16 going around in another big field for Dino to get his really sharp pen poised for. Fox Hall for Tony McAvoy is the favourite at $6.50. Another massively open market, Dino.
Yeah, it is half. Certainly is. I think probably the starting point for me is a horse like The Answer, My Friend. I think 1,400 at Flemington is absolutely ideal for him.
Been good to us.
He has been very kind to us over the journey, and he's a very good chance here with another new stable with Chris Waller. Trialled well last week at Flemington. I think he'll just roll along in front, but there might be pressure on him. So horses like, I think Foxhall's a very good chance. I'm surprised he was the favourite. I think if they overdo the speed, Widgie Turf's the one that can just close off over the top, and he's obviously trying to get a spot in the All-Star Mile, so he needs a good performance to try and catch people's attention. I think they're the three main chances for me, numbers 3, 12 and 1. But if I was going wider, it would be Flo, number 5, who's got an awkward draw, but with the speed up front, that mightn't be a disadvantage at all. And perhaps 16 Streets of Avalon, but principally 3, 1, 12 and 5 would be the main ones for me.
This is difficultly hard here, half, and there hasn't been any real substantial form here. You've got Flo and Foxhall, who are the equal favourites at $6.50. The Answer, My Friend, and Mantastic, they are both at 8. Widgie Turf at 8.50. A couple at 9 in Streets of Avalon and also Over and Above. And then 11 or better the rest, headed by King's Command. Hopefully you have a fair few here in the last leg of the quaddie because you might need it.
You might need it. But we might get some good dividends for the quaddie this week if it's going to be the way we think it might play tomorrow at headquarters. Dino, can I ask just on there? Got me thinking about The Answer, My Friend, and we spoke to Archie Alexander before about getting new horses in the stables and obviously the wear effect that's benefiting some trainers. Have you kept a track on the horses that have come from Darren Weir stables and have gone to other trainers and how they've gone since? Are we keeping tabs on that?
Oh, well, there's so many half. They happened, like there was a 100-1 winner last night that Pat Carey had that was formerly with that stable, with the Weir stable. Last week there were 17 runners at Caulfield, and I think two or three of them won, and a few of them performed very well. So the transition's been fairly smooth, I would say, considering the amount of horse movement and what they've had to adjust to. And the answer, my friend, obviously owned in much in the same interest as Nature Strip, and it didn't affect Nature Strip too much last week. So, it's fascinating. And with these older horses, it can often be a bit of a sea change for them to go to another stable.
Yep. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. So there you're quality league numbers for tomorrow for Black Caviar Lightning Stakes Day. Dino, before we let you go, I'm going to throw you the roughy question. You've sort of alluded to it before that you might have one in race six that you quite like at good odds. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, we had a lot of success last summer with the roughies. And
absolutely.
I think race six, number 13, Thundercloud, might be the one. I thought he ran really well first up. And ironically, on the topic that we've just mentioned, he was a Darren Weir trained horse. Now with Kieran Maher, had a trial at Cranbourne last week, looked to go well. Minimum weight, Craig Williams, good draw. He's a better horse probably over further, but I'm going to take the punt on him at double figure odds tomorrow.
Right, that's race six, number 13, Thundercloud, with Craig Williams in the saddle out of barrier four as the best roughie of the day. What was that, Trent? About $11.
11 the win and $3.20 to place, but the opening price of 17.
Yeah, well, Dino's too smart for that.
And I got the 1.05 half. Don't forget that. Don't forget that.
Well played.
Genius.
You happy, Rammer? You happy with that?
Absolutely.
This is a Rammer-inspired thing that we need to reintroduce.
Very, very popular, Dino, last year, as you said.
Yes.
Yes, very successful.
You've turned Rammer into a regular punter.
Well George is trying to talk him down, and I'm talking him up, so he's a bit confused. He's a bit conflicted.
No, I'm quite happy where my punting's at.
No one's confused about your formula bet, Dino. Who are we playing for this week? And he's going for four in a row, a month of love from Dean Lester to our punters with the formula bet.
Let's hope it happens for Colin Watson of Burren Beat. And for Colin, a $40 win bet, race five, number one. And for Trotty, $40 a win, race 8, number 10, Sunlight, $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 5, number 1, into race 8, number 10, and that is for Colin Watson of Burren Beat.
Righto, Trent, what does that come up to?
Well, Amphitrite is currently $3.30 and Sunlight is $3.80, so the multi comes out to $12.54 to be absolutely exact.
$12.54?
Yes.
I like it, $12.50. Friday formula bet. Good luck to Watto from Burren Beat. Good luck to you. I hope it goes well. Four in a row. That's what we're expecting because that's what Dino does. Dino, I'm sure we'll hear plenty more from you in the build up to a big racing day tomorrow. Appreciate your time. Have a great day today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Daniel.
Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, and we love his company on a Friday morning here on the Breakfast Club. Trent, you know the deal. There is a hot beverage investment required from you, and the fact that you've come in late, we're going to ease the burden a little bit, give you a chance to pinch somebody else's if you like.
No,
because Quinny was the man, but didn't show up. So we called you and you said, yep, I'll be here for you because I love you guys. What have you got for us as our coffee investment this week?
Well, do I give Quinny's from the paper just so you put it down for record?
No, I don't want that because he didn't show up.
You are your own man, Trent.
Fair enough then.
You certainly are.
I was actually starting to write this down and then I heard the formula bet from Maisie and Matt when they were checking it out, so I'm pretty happy because I did write down race 5, number 1, Amphitrite, $3.30, and then I heard Dino give his thoughts. So I'm going with Amphitrite in the Tab Vanity, and that would make the connections pretty happy because Amphitrite is looking to be one of the many that are trying to get into the All-Star Mile at Flemington.
Righty, yeah, that would be a good build-up over the 1400 in the Tab Vanity, even better. I like the way you just went for the company race there.
Whitey, $3.30 is double what Nick Quinn would usually get.
That's right.
That is true. That is very, very true. Righto, that's great stuff. Race 5, number 1 from Trent is his best Amphitrite tomorrow at Flemington. It's going to be a big build-up. And, of course, don't forget, in the morning from 10:30.
Yep.
Yep, we'll be out there live with Michael Felgate and the team. For a big build-up to a great day of racing. Trent will be out there, Blue Eyes, all the big names. Dino will be popping in to say good day. And, of course, we've got some Winx activity tomorrow in Sydney as well. Anyone invested in that, Trent? Oh,
just some reasonable-sized bets, half. We had $150,000 at $1.10 on Wednesday. Then she went into $1.08, and someone decided I'll butter up with $250,000 at $1.08. And then yesterday we decided let's go to $1.09 just for a thrill seeker, and within minutes someone had $225,000 at $1.09.
And can I ask you what happens when that goes on? Like, does it just get done on the internet, like someone putting $10 each way, or does someone ring up the hotline for a bet of that magnitude? How does it take place?
Oh, it just depends, Whitey. I mean, we can't say where it comes from, but I've got the information in front right now, and you can have a look. And sometimes we don't know, it just pops up on the screen, but there are times where they'll ring up and ask for it, or they could be in an outlet and they just go up to the counter and they fill out the ticket or the EBT and they might have to have a fair wad. But
what about the poor bloke behind the counter there having to count 250? Just give me a sec, pal. Licking his finger.
Then you got the blokes behind wanting to get on the next at that day.
I'd say they try and make sure they don't disturb the punters who are looking to get on to the next at Hillsville Greyhounds or something along those lines. But it just in regards to the $225,000 bet at $1.09, I went to the printer yesterday to get the script for Michael Felgate's chat yesterday morning, and I come back, and there it was on the screen. So I'd been off the chair for about a minute, and all of a sudden I've come back, and I told a colleague, and he thought I was joking, but then I showed him, and he went, unbelievable.
Well, we'll be cheering Winks home for 30 in a row. That's what we want to see. It'll be great up there at Randwick tomorrow in the Apollo Stakes. Good on you, Trent. Great to see you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Harv.
Trent Langscale with us from the Tab. We'll chat to him later on for more markets and more sports from tab.com.au. We'll get to a break after that. Scotty Gullen for the weekend sport from the Herald Sun.